Okay, good morning, everybody. Welcome back from vacation. I hope everybody had an amazing vacation. But we are now off to a fresh start as we head down the home stretch of the Masechta. The ninth parak is filled with agadotas, stories of dreams, of the various brachos on random things that we're supposed to say. The Mishnayos, that is going to be the beginning of the ninth parak of what we do say for dreams, etc. Today we're pretty much going to do a Mishnah. Some of it will be left unexplained. That's not unintentional. That's because the Gemara will go on to explain it. And as Rashi points out, Mefarish b'Gemara. So we're going to stick to what Rashi explains and we'll get to it. The Gemara. But Aroya Makom Shenasa Bonisim Li Yisrael. One who sees a place where miraculous events happen to Klal Yisrael, Omer, he should say, Baruch she'asa nisim la'avoseinu b'makom hazeh. Blessed is the one who has done miraculous events for us in this particular place. Whether an individual has to make this bracha or not, that will be a discussion in the Gemara. But the Mishnayos is focused on miraculous events that happened to Klal Yisrael. If you knew the place of Kriyas Yamsuf, for example, Rashi points out, or the splitting of the Yardain, or Nachli Arnon, those examples, that are places where even today one is supposed to make a bracha. Makom she'ne'ekra mimenu akum, in a place where a goy has been uprooted from, where you are entering. Omer, again, Baruch she'akar akum me'artzeinu. Blessed is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who has uprooted the goy from this particular place. From ne'ekra, from us there. Okay, she'ne'ekra mimenu akum. Omer, so that's what he says, Baruch she'akar akum me'artzeinu. Al Hazikin v'al Hazoos v'al Hara'emim. So these are various nature events. Okay, so a shooting star or an earthquake. Okay, on these kinds of events, also v'al Aruchos v'al Abrakim, and on tornadoes and on Barakim, on thunder. Omer, you say Baruch Shekocho uvraso malei olam. One who had that his strength is filling the entire world. Again, the idea, the hashkafic idea behind this is that who is the one who is behind the scenes on all these events? It's up to us to internalize the message that it is not merely a fluke event, but rather God is the one pulling the strings behind the event. Again, I'm sensitive to the earthquake one. The only time I've ever been in an earthquake, I was sitting right in my office talking to Tzvi Daniel Lowenstein. And all of a sudden, we felt the floor shake. And I thought, like, there was something like construction outside. And it was the summer of 2011, I believe. And all of a sudden, we got it on Twitter. Earthquake was filled. And we're like, oh, I guess it was an earthquake. But we were told to abandon the building, which we did. Anyway, so I get this is the only time I've ever been in. And that was not a large earthquake. We didn't even know we were in the earthquake until somebody told us. Ala Arim, on mountains, the Ala Gvos, on valleys, the Al Hayomim, and on large bodies of water, the Al Hanoharos, the Al Midbaros, and on the streams, and on the Midbar, Omer Baruch, Oseh Bereshis. Blessed is Hashem who have made Maisa Bereshis. Now the Gemara is going to ask, but aren't all the other things also Maisa Bereshis? Good, we'll get there. But these are all questions that will be raised, Rashi points out, all the way in the test. So we'll get there, Mirza Shem, in 2 weeks. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Haroes Hayam HaGodol. One who sees the Yam HaGodol, Omer Baruch She'asas Hayam HaGodol. That's one who sees the Yam HaGodol, the large sea, whatever that will be. We'll see what that means in the Gemara again. Bizman Sheroa Leprakim, if one sees it from time to time. Okay, that's when he makes that particular bracha, right? Because then it becomes, Rashi says, it becomes chashuv, right? But I have to see it from time to time. Alag shomim v'al psoros tovos. I'm sorry, alag psoros tovos. So that's before. Bizman sheru leprakim alag shomim. That's when you make on the rain, if it's only from time to time. V'al psoros tovos, on good news, omer baruch hatov v'hameitiv. That's when you make a bracha that's good and will be good for other people. Now that's when, for example, it's not just good for you, it's got to be good for multiple people. We make a tov v'hameitiv. For example, when you buy a house, right? That's a tov v'hameitiv because it's not just for you, it's for your entire family. V'al b'soros ra'os, on bad news, Omer Baruch Dayan Ha'emes. blessed is those whom is the true judge, because at that particular moment, we're moda, we're admitting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he controls the world, we're just players in it, but even that which is bad is ultimately from the Dayan HaEmes. Bona Bayis Chadosh, let's say you build a new home, okay, it's funny, not that you bought a new home, in the old days you didn't buy new homes, you built a new home. V'kana kelim chadashim, or you purchased a nice new suit. What bracha do you make? Baruch shechianu v'kiyamanu v'giyanu lazman hazeh. Okay, which we know. And again, this bracha, it's only supposed to be said today. You know, what exactly is a new kli? It's got to be something very cautious. It can't just be stamazoid, new socks. I always err, when I put on new clothing, I try to put it on, you know, on yontif. So when I make the shechianu on the yontif, I combine it with the new suit. Okay, mevarich al ha'ra me'ein al ha'tova, v'al ha'tova me'ein al ha'ra. So what this means is as follows: you make a tova meitiv even on something that comes from the bad. You make a dayana emes even if it comes from the good. And the Gemara is going to give us examples as exactly what this means: coming from the bad or coming from the good. If it's bad or if it's good, in the end of the day, what's the difference? Yeah.
So maybe dayana emes is someone very sick and they're suffering.
You can't make a tov. That would make a dynamis.
You make a dynamis, but that's what they're saying.
Not sure, because I think what he's saying is it started off as something like, you know, you tripped and you hurt yourself, you know, and then because of that you made a lot of money in a lawsuit. You know, so I think it's more like that. We'll see in the Gemara. V'hatzoek l'sha'avar. This is an important concept. One who yells about something in the past, harezu tefilah shav. One of the most important concepts. That's a tefillah shav. Once it happened already, shut up. Move on. You can't change the past. That's not the way things work. It's not the end of the first Superman movie where Superman was able to turn back time and bring Lois Lane back to life. That's not the way it works. Once something is over, it's over. When are you over on a tefillah shav? A terrible pun. Yankees are playing the Blue Jays on a Shabbos, and if they lost, they would be eliminated. They were already down 5 runs in the 8th inning. So they asked Rabbi Adler, can we still daven for the Yankees? Or are we over on tefillah shav? He said, you're not over until it's over. Get it? That's the barometer over here. You're not over. No, you know what? I think it's very funny. It's true. It's also Maimer Chazal. Now, Haisa Ishtu Buberis, your wife is pregnant. Va'omer, and you say, Hiratso Shetelet Ishti Zocher. I hope that my wife gives birth to a boy, but she's already what? Pregnant. Harezu tefillah shav. That's a waste of a tefillah. That's a terrible tefillah because it's already been determined 40 days, and that's only in certain criteria, which, did we see that already in this Gemara? It's coming up. About whether or not they were both Mazriya Zera simultaneously. Hayoba Baderech, you were on your way home. Vishama kol tzalcha be'ir, and you hear a loud noise in the city. And you know that there's a little bit of a tragedy going on in the city. Va'omer, and you say, Yiratzu shlote b'tzoch beisi. I hope it's not in my house. But it either is in your house or not in your house already. So no, the Gemara says, Harezu tefillah shav. Behold, this is a tefillah shav. But I saw in the Mefarshim last night, what one can say is, if it is in my house, then you could give a tefillah that nobody in your house should get harmed. And that's in effect, not only are you allowed to do that, that is a valuable tefillah. So you're always looking to give some sort of valuable tefillah. Hanichlus lekrach, when you enter Stam Azoid into your village, Mispalo Stein, you should daven twice. Achas b'knisoso v'achas b'yitziyoso. One on your way in, and one on your way out. Ben Azai takes it to the next level. Omer, Arba, he says there's 4 tefillahs. Shtayim b'knisoso, 2 on your way in, v'shtayim b'yitziyoso, and 2 on your way out. Rashi points out that you should enter in peace, and that you should leave in peace. It's not that you're making a tefillah on your way out, but the tefillah on your way in is that you should leave on your way out in peace. Okay? Be it siyaso, on your way out, nosin hodoa al sha'avar. You give thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the past. Vitzoek ala asid. And you cry about you yell about the future as well. Okay, so those are the additional tefillos on the way out. Thank you, and please. On the way in. Thank you, and please. That's the 2 that are 4. Okay, now comes a very important line, which is the yesod for all of life, this next line. Not this whole Mishnah is the foundation, hashkafa foundations for life. But this next line as well, more important, I think, than almost anything. Everybody has to give blessings on the bad, just like you give blessings on the good. I can't tell you how many times, you know, these stories are beautiful and they should give you chizik, but you hear a story about somebody who was about to die and then miraculously was saved, so he gives blessings. Oh, thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we see the hand of HaKadosh Baruch Hu there. But sometimes if the story has a tragic ending and the person dies, that's also HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hand. Meaning, it's not just because we were saved that we saw the Siyata Dishmaya. You should see the Siyata Dishmaya in every aspect of your life, including when it's bad. And then we got to figure out why. So says the Mishnah, Chayiv, a person is obligated to search out, to make a bracha on the bad, just like he makes on the good. Shenemar, Koshteitin Pasik, the Haftes Hashem Lokecha, B'chol Levavcha, B'chol Nafshecha. What does B'chol Levavcha mean? With two hearts. Right? B'shnei Yitzirecha, he says, with two different Yetzers. The Yetzer Hara and the Yetzer HaTov. The Yetzer Tov, the Yetzer Hara. B'chol Nafshecha. And even with your entire soul. Afilu hu no telas Nafshecha, even if you give your entire life, one is obligated to give a bracha. Meaning, that's what we do as Jews. As Jews, we recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one pulling the strings even on the bad. You know the terrible joke? Guy goes up to a Yid and he says, "Nu, I'm going to kill you because you're a Yid." So he sees the same Hashem in it. He says, "Baruch atah Hashem, Elokeinu melech olam, asher kiddushanu mitzvot tzivanu al mesiras nefesh." The guy sees this and he gets freaked out. Why is the guy making a bracha at this particular point? So he runs away. So the Yid goes running after the guy. He goes, "Ubechol miodecha," and with all of your ma'od, with all of your whatever is most important to you, right? What does that mean, "Bechol miodecha"? So that I translate it literally, but the Gemara translates it more like you know it, "Bechol mamoncha." That's with all of your money, right? With all of your money, you have to be willing to sacrifice for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Guy goes over to him and says, "What would you like? You would like your money or your life? What should I take?" And the guy says, "Take my life. I'm saving my money for my old age." No, one is obligated to give all of his money for the sake of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Dover Acher, what does Bechol Ma'otcha mean? Bechol Mida Umida Shehu Modei Lecha Have Modei Lo. With every single measure and measure that he measures you, you should measure him. Right? Which means the following. The Ramban in Parsh explains, really, that Bechol Mida Umida, whatever is most important to you, that's what you have to give up your life for. Right? For some people, that means food. For some people, that means, you know, you have to go. I'll give you a perfect example. This last night, the Ranger game went into overtime. And for some people, it was very hard. But you got to daven ma'ariv in the middle of overtime if you haven't davened yet. You can't wait for overtime to end. That's b'chol me'odecha. Okay, there's no 11 o'clock ma'ariv. You got to work with the examples I'm giving. But that's the example of b'chol me'odecha. But all your ma'od. For you, your ma'od is a Ranger game. You got to give up your Ranger game for ma'ariv. For HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What? For you, everybody's got a different mode. I don't know what your mode is, you know, whatever your mode is, you got to give it up. B'chol me'odech, whatever's me'od, tov me'od, right? The very important to you. Lo yakal adam mitzrayim shekeneged shar mizrach. A person shouldn't bow his head or engage in lightheadedness towards the eastern gate. Because if you're looking towards the eastern gate, let's say you're here and the eastern gate's here, then really what you're focusing is all the way towards the Kadosh Kadoshim. So one has to be careful that he engages in lightheadedness facing the Kadosh HaKadoshim. Shumukovan, can I get base Kadosh HaKadoshim? Because that's directly facing the Kadosh HaKadoshim. V'lo yichnas laharabayis b'makelo. A person shouldn't enter the area of the harabayis with a stick, right? So if you have a cane, it's also, it's not kovedik for the base HaMikdash. U'b'minalo, with your shoes. U'b'punda'o, and with your wallet, right? That is like they had the... You know, today they have those things that the women, that, you know, if you don't have pockets.
Fanny packs.
Correct. Rashi says it's got a hole in it and a place to put your money. Uba avak sha'al raglav, or nor with dirt on your feet. And here comes the next one, which is a very important halacha lamaisa. Velo ya'ase kapandria. A person shouldn't use, a person should not use the Beis HaMedrash or the Beis HaKnesses as a kapandria. That is a shortcut. Okay? And so we once had a very interesting shaila in this yeshiva. Can you use our base medrash as a shortcut during a fire drill? Right? So let's say you're in 214, you want to come down those steps, go through the base medrash and out the door. Could you do that? Or is that using the base medrash as a kapandria? Or just you want to get up to a class? You don't know how to do that. That's not giving kavod. We learned that out from the Beis HaMikdash. You can't make it a kapandria. So too, when it comes to our own Beis Medrash, you can't use a kapandria. So what I suggest everybody does, if you feel yourself just walking through the Beis Medrash to get from point A to point B, sit down, say Yivarecha Hashem V'Yishrecha, or Lishuascha Kivisi Hashem, say some pasuk, and then continue going weiter. V'rekika, you can't spit in the area of the Beis HaMikdash, of the Beis HaMikdash, Mikal V'Chomer, from a Kal V'Chomer. Okay? I mean, the Kal V'Chomer is, you can't do it, can't carry a stick into a Beis HaMikdash, into that area. Of course, Avada, 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 how much certainly so could you not spit in that particular area? Kol Chos Mei Brachos V'Mikdash, all the Chasimis of the Brachos in the Beis HaMikdash, Hayu Omrim, they used to say, Ad Ha'olam. Ad Ha'olam. Right? And on the sidelines, they point out, Min Ha'olam. Okay, so whatever the gears is, from here up until Adme, Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam, Ara Olam. Mishakilkalu Hatzdukim, but the Tzdukim, you know, the Tzdukim were those of the people who took the Torah literally, and they did not include the Torah Shebaal Peh, but when the Tzdukim messed up, V'amru Ein Olam Ela Echad, when it says Ara Olam, that means that there's only Olam Hazah, there's no such thing as Olam Haba, because there is no mention of Olam Haba in the written Torah. So when the Tzdukim came and said, when you're saying Ara Olam, and you don't, that's all you say, Hiskinu Shia Omrim in Olam Vi Ara Olam, from this world all the way to the next world. Because we want to include the next world to Shtach the Tzdukim. We do many things to Shtach the Tzdukim. For example, we eat Sholent, right? Because that means we leave a fire on all Shabbos. And they say, B'moshvel Seichem lo Sevaru Eish B'chol Moshvel Seichem. You can't have a fire in your dwelling places. So they used to shut the fire before Shabbos. They would light Shabbos candles and then blow them out, which is ironic because that's an Issur D'oraisa. So, okay, no. And so we would keep a fire on all Shabbos and have this food that would cook all Shabbos. And they were called chamim. We got to France, the Balmor writes, that's called, what's chamim in Hebrew? In French? Sholent. That's how we got Sholent. They're always doing things to shtach this group of tzedukim. And they list today, they live today, tzedukim. They're just under different names. But these are people who take the Torah Shvaksav literally and not with the interpretation of the Torah Shebaal Peh, which we know is intertwined in the Torah Shvaksav. V'shizkinu shia adam shol shalom chavero b'shem. They also made a takana that we would invoke the name of God while greeting somebody saying shalom aleichem. How do we know this? We know this from Shenem Arvine Boaz Bami Beis Lachem. Boaz, who of course was the one who Rus was going to marry and have a child with, right? Vinei Boaz Bami Beis Lachem. Vayomer Lekochem, he said to the reapers, to the farmers, Hashem Yimachem, let Hashem be with you. So he invoked the name of Hashem while discussing, while greeting them. Furthermore, Vayomer Lo, and they said, Vayomer Lo, Yivarechecha Hashem. And they responded back, Hashem should bless you. Vayomer, and also we have in Shoftim, I think this was by, I looked this up last night, but I forgot. We see also again in the Navi, where the Navi says, Hashem Imcha Gibor Achayel. I think it was Gidon, but don't hold me to that. Yes?
Isn't Shalom a name of Hashem?
Yes.
So,
it's not the official, you know, that is a name. Okay. Anyway, Hashem Imcha, you can't say in the bathroom, right? My friend Shalom is very sensitive to this. Anyway, Hashem Imcha Gibor Achayel V'Omer Al Tavuz Kizikna Imecha. So then we have this last pasuk of Al Tavuz. Don't be embarrassed, Kizikna Imecha, because your mother is literally old, which means that the way they point out is this is a limud that we can learn out from our Alta Zakenim, that if they did it, it must be good for as well. The Omer, and furthermore, it says, Eis Lasos Lashem, this is a time to do for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hei Feiru Sarasecha, therefore we annul the Torah. Sometimes we battle Derei Torah in order to do the will of Hashem. So too here, to show Shalom of your friend, this is the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? Because we say, Bakesh Shalom Virad Feiru, Rashi points out, to annul the Torah from time to time, and therefore we have to invoke the name of God more often, and even when we shall shalom. So, Eis Lashos Lashem, Hafaru Sarasecha, Reb Nosson Omer, Hafaru Sarasecha, Mishum Eis Lasos Lashem. Sometimes we know the Torah in order to do the will of God. When do we know? What's the most famous example of Eis Lasos Lashem, Hafaru Sarasecha? No? What's the most famous example? I'll give you an example. We're doing it right now. We're learning Torah Shebaal Peh from a text. Because it says Dvarim Shebaal Peh Yitem Rosha Lomar B'Ksav and Dvarim Shebaal Ksav Yitem Lomar Baal Peh. So that which is oral is supposed to remain oral, not written. But we saw we were going to forget all the Torah. So therefore, Eis Lasos Lashem was the time to do for Hashem. Therefore, Hafaru Sarasecha, we annul the Torah. Gentlemen, have a wonderful day. Keep staying.